What is love? Man has been manipulated by women to the point where he cannot live without her and therefore will do anything she asks of him. He fights for his life and calls it love. There are even men who will threaten their idolized female with suicide unless she accepts him. Not that this is much of a risk for them, they have nothing to lose. Woman, nevertheless, is incapable of living without man. Like a queen bee, she cannot survive on her own. She too is fighting for her life, and she too calls it love. They need one another, in fact, and it seems, therefore, that they share at least one sentiment. The cause, nature, and consequences of this sentiment, however, differ as much as do the sexes. To a woman, love means power. To a man, enslavement. Love provides woman with an excuse for financial exploitation, man with an emotionally charged excuse. For the sake of love, women will do things that are of advantage only to herself, while man does only things that will harm him. When a man marries, he will have to work for two for the sake of love. For both sexes, love is a fight for survival. But the one survives only by being victorious, the other only by being defeated. It is a paradox that women can also make their greatest gains during moments of utter passivity, and that the word love endows them with a halo of selflessness, even at the moment of their most pitiless deception of man. As a result of love, man is able to hide his cowardly self-deception behind a smokescreen of sentiment. He is able to make himself believe that his senseless enslavement to woman and her hostages is more than an act of honor. It has a higher purpose. He is entirely happy in his role as a slave and has arrived at the goal he has so long desired. Since woman gains nothing but one advantage after another from the situation as it stands today, things will never change. The system forces her to be corrupt, but no one is going to worry about that. Since one can expect nothing from a woman but love, it will remain the currency for any need she might have. Man, her slave, will continue to use his energies only according to his conditioning and never to his own advantage. He will achieve greater goals, and the more he achieves, the farther women will become alienated from him. The more he tries to ingratiate himself with her, the more demanding she will become. The more he desires her, the less she will find him desirable. The more comforts he provides for her, the more indolent, stupid, and inhumane she will become, and man will grow lonelier as a result. Only woman can break the vicious circle of man's manipulation and exploitation, but she will not do it. There is absolutely no compelling reason why she should. It is useless to appeal to her feelings, for she is callous and knows no pity. And so the world will go on, sinking deeper and deeper into this morass of kitsch, barbarism, and inanity called femininity. And man, that wonderful dreamer, will never awaken from his dream.